Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Sam Mejias. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Lacoste. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Mike Lacoste. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Bench and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Dawson reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dawson moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to home to get Dawson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mejias. Cromarty reaches second base with a double. Valentine goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sam Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion strikes out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from bench and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacoste fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench strikes out. One out. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lacoste is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacoste hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Price now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cromarty strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bench settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on bench. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Price fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahias hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mahias. Sanderson reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffey who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Sanderson scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 4-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 1 in the game. Ester hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Joe Price. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Geronimo reaches second base with a double. Sam Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias is 0 for 2 in the game. Mejias hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geronimo scores. It's 5-1, Expos. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Concepcion moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Reds 1. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from bench and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mejias. Scott reaches second base with a double. Mejias throws the ball into Knight, who tags Scott trying to catch an extra base, for the out. LaFleur scores. One out. It's 6-1, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 2 in the game. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 2 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Spillman pinch hits for Doug Bear. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 3 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hume now pitching. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sanderson strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.